Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Annette Whittemore, the founder and president of the Whittemore Peterson Institute. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamek, Martha Gould, and Elisa Cafferata. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Mark your calendar for Senior Fest September 6th, Reno Town Mall. Free health screenings, food tastings, resource information. That's Senior Fest September 6th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Mark your calendar for Senior Fest September 6th, Reno Town Mall. Free health screenings, food tastings, resource information. That's Senior Fest September 6th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program Annette Whittemore, the founder and president of the Whittemore Peterson Institute. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
So nice of you to have me. Thank
and,
you.
And also the fact that we literally get a worldwide audience whenever you're on the program, because people from all over the planet come onto the website to find out the latest information. Now, for most regular folks, they talk about the main thing you deal with is chronic fatigue syndrome, but there is a definite medical term that applies to this.
That's correct. The real name for this disease is myalgic encephalomyelitis, or ME. And recently there was an international consensus, again, by researchers and doctors calling for the name to be reinstated and to drop the chronic fatigue syndrome.
Really? So they're going to drop that altogether?
Well, we would like to see the government do that, the NIH, and really get the correct nomenclature out there.
You know, what you're going to have to do, though, is come out with a pronunciation guide for everybody.
Yes, that's right.
All right, so one of the most exciting things at the Institute since you were last here is the opening of the clinic. Tell us about this and the doctor that's running it.
That's right. The medical practice that just recently opened in the Center for Molecular Medicine within the Institute is run by Dr. Robert Fredericks, and he is a local physician. He's been studying these patients for over 30 years, and he's very, very excited to be a part of the program where he can rely on some of the research that's going on as well as the clinical laboratory for more investigations into the causes of disease and certainly the development of a better protocol for treatment.
Okay, now are members of the public able at this time to be able to come and visit the clinic and get treatment?
Or absolutely. Absolutely. They can call the medical office and set up an appointment. He's already seen patients there, and he's already having some success, which is always exciting to see a patient, especially one who comes in a wheelchair and 6 weeks later is coming back and saying, I'm back to school, I'm back to work, I'm no longer needing a cane or a wheelchair, and I'm doing so much better. Now, that's a remarkable achievement in a short period of time. More likely, it might be similar to someone like my daughter, Andrea, who's been on a significant treatment now for a year based on some of our research results. And she is become remarkably well in that period of time. But it has taken a year, but then you look and she's been ill for over 20 years, so we did expect it to take some time, and she is still recovering.
What kind of therapies or treatments are being done that are helping people in this way?
Well, there are several treatments right now that are being tried, and we hope to go into clinical trials with. Some of them involve antiviral medications. Others involve antiretrovirals, the kind of drugs that they use in HIV. And then, of course, there are the immune supportive therapies.
What does that mean?
Well, there's immunoglobulins that they give patients who don't have a strong immune system, for instance. In this case, we're looking at an immune deficiency that's not common, that has more to do with a particular part of the immune system, and that is part of our studies, showing us that if we can strengthen that particular part of the immune system, the patient will begin to recover.
What's the most dramatic thing that you've seen over the last year?
Oh, my goodness. I'd have to say it's a patient that was up at the Institute yesterday and was visiting with us. She was in a wheelchair for a year, 10 years, completely bedbound and unable to care for her children. In fact, her parents had to retire early and move to the state of Nevada in order to take care of her and her three children. She came bouncing into the Institute and was so full of energy. She brought her three children with her. She was telling me stories about things that they missed or she missed with the oldest one that she's able to do now with the youngest one. And it's just absolutely remarkable. She's so excited.
With these kind of results, we've talked in the past about pushback from the medical profession and from the research community who have not followed your protocols exactly and therefore have had trouble reproducing them. What is it now like when you go back and say, look at these results?
Well, it's really exciting. For instance, we had a researcher out from the East Coast, and he was saying, you know, I just don't think those people that are in wheelchairs have chronic fatigue syndrome. And I said, well, they were the ones that were originally diagnosed. The disease was certainly named around these people, but this is years and years later, and they've progressed and become extremely ill. So one of the things that I realize is that there's such a big disconnect between the reality of the disease and how it's been described as a benign disease in the literature. I think it's a matter of education. It's a matter of seeing these kinds of results, getting those results published. So certainly there's significant answers, but it will take time to get out to the public and especially to the medical community.
All right, let's take a break. More with Annette Whittemore when we come back.
Thank you.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Annette Whittemore. She's the founder and president of the Whittemore Peterson Institute. One of the things that I found fascinating over the last several years, and your daughter, Andrea, has been one of the leaders of this, is communicating with this community through social media, especially through Facebook. Yeah. That's been phenomenal.
It has been absolutely remarkable, and I have to really give a lot of credit to my team at the Institute, our administrative team. They are so good at that, and Andrea really has been leading the charge. She's a volunteer. Now that she's feeling much better, she's up there 4 or 5 days a week, and when she isn't working actually at the Institute, she's calling me at 8 o'clock at night and saying, Mom, did you see this? Did you see that? She's constantly keeping me up to date on things that are going on the Internet and also posting. So recently, you know, we won $65,000 through causes, and that was getting people involved all over the world, asking them for their vote. We now have another contest that we'll find out in September on the 6th, whether or not we won a $100,000 award. And we were in first place as of last week, so we're hopeful, very, very hopeful that
that's phenomenal. $65,000, and
yes,
you actually got the money.
We actually have the money, and it is going towards our research program, and you know, they had a matching gift program, actually. We got $26,000 in an hour and a half.
Wow.
So you can see that this is just not only a huge vehicle for us to get our message out and to get the message about the Institute and what it's doing, but also to bring that community together and give them a lot of hope, an outlet so that they can participate, even if they don't participate by donations. Just voting in a contest like that can have remarkable results.
One of the things I've noticed, because certainly after your appearances on this program, there is tremendous input from the web across the world, as I mentioned earlier. And some of the stories are just heart-wrenching, because people are looking at your institute. You know, you started this for hope for your daughter, but there are people all over the world who have hope because of what your institute is doing. How does that affect you?
Well, it's very humbling. It is very humbling. And it does create that sense of urgency and tremendous responsibility, because I want to see those people benefiting from this work as quickly as possible. And this is what's so exciting about having the medical practice up and running now, because we really are going to be able to try out new diagnostics in that setting and then follow those diagnostics with treatment, so that we can take a look at what treatments are working for what people, what groups of people. And ultimately that goal is to send that information out far and wide around the world, so that doctors have those tools and can be diagnosing their patients correctly and then treating them with really effective protocols, effective treatments.
If people want to be see if they have the retrovirus, mm-hmm. Is there a program in place for them now to get that testing done?
Well, we are currently still really refining that test, and although physicians are using it and they are using that as part of their clinical diagnosis, and we do have a test at the laboratory at Univex right now. You know, every single day we find out something new, and the exciting thing, and I think we talked about it last time, is the antibody response. We're looking at that more closely, because it seems to really be the most effective test to tell us whether or not a patient's body is responding to a retrovirus. And if the immune system is seeing it and responding poorly, i.e. with a tremendous amount of inflammation, that gives the doctor a clue as to how he wants to treat.
All right, I want to talk about, because we're running out of time as always, you have your major fundraiser for the year coming up in Reno.
That's cool.
At the Atlantis Hotel Casino. Tell us about this and how people can get tickets and buy tables for this, because it's so important to keep this research going at a time when the federal government is cutting back, the state government has no money. We have to keep this institute going.
That's absolutely right, and truly we count on that annual fundraiser for approximately a third of our funding. So it's very, very important that we get support. We can purchase tickets. The event is September the 15th. It's a Thursday this year. It's going to be very, very exciting. We have a wonderful young talent from Nashville coming in, and she's donated her time. And then the patients have donated her flight money right. so that we could bring her to Reno. It's just an amazing story. We're going to have a wonderful evening. We're honoring R&R Partners for all their incredible work that they've done to support the Institute and its mission, and certainly we would love people to go to our website.
I'll make it easy.
Okay.
Our website has donated all of our billboards on the website for the last several weeks to the Institute. All you got to do is go to NevadaNewsmakers.com, click on any of the banners, and you will get all the information you need for the dinner. I also wanted to talk about something that was quite remarkable in these times, which is the involvement of Nevada Energy and Michael Yakira in this project. What has been his input financially into this?
He has been really wonderful and so generous. NV Energy donated $100,000 to the Institute over the next 2 years in support of the research. They are such wonderful community partners. And, you know, Michael just recently married, and Michael and Renee are dinner chairs this year, along with the Raggios. So he's just given beyond, and we're so grateful to him and grateful to NV Energy for their support.
And in addition to that, they're also buying tables.
They are. They bought a table as well.
For those that have not been, and I've been fortunate to be able to go every year since you started this. For people who love politics, and certainly people who watch this program love politics, it is a who's who of Nevada politics from both Northern Nevada and Southern Nevada. And so the reception prior to the dinner is absolutely fun. If you want to people watch or go talk to people who are legends, they're all there at this dinner. So it's I Hope You Dance. It's at the Atlantis. And once again, the date?
September the 15th. Thursday night.
And you can buy individual seats or you can buy tables.
Mm-hmm.
And to help this cause at a time when you really need the help financially to keep this going, because we got to keep it going.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for all you do. We so much appreciate it.
Thank you again.
We'll be right back after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Mark your calendar for Senior Fest, September 6th, Reno Town Mall. Free health screenings, food tastings, resource information. That's Senior Fest, September 6th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
Attention if you have diabetes.
Hello, I'm Alan Thick. As the father of a child with diabetes, it's important that I keep up to date with the latest in treatments and technology. That's why I'm happy to tell you about a breakthrough in diabetes care through CCS Medical. You don't need to stick your fingers anymore. This new meter allows you to test on your arm, so it's virtually pain-free. Plus, it uses gold test strips. Real laser-etched gold in every strip provides the ideal testing surface for one of the most accurate readings possible. Best of all, CCS Medical can send you this meter at no cost. With CCS Medical, they deliver your diabetes supplies to your home. They work with Medicare or your insurance to process the paperwork. They even have nurses certified in diabetes available to answer questions. And for a limited time, CCS Medical will also send you a diabetes ID bracelet. All this from a company trusted and recommended by thousands of doctors around the country. Call CCS Medical today.
Nearly 24 million people in the United States have diabetes. And one out of four people who have diabetes don't even know they have it. Talk with your doctor. Don't delay.
is Nevada Newsmakers.
Just a quick housekeeping note here for folks living in northern Nevada. There's a program being run out of St. Mary's in coordination with the Sanford Center for Aging and Stanford University called Learn How to Live with a Chronic Health Condition. If you're 55 years or older and have arthritis, heart or lung problems, high blood pressure, cancer, or any other chronic condition, this free six-week chronic disease self-management program can help you cope with your condition. It's a free program. They've actually had to shut down some classes because didn't have enough attendees. So hopefully, if you'd like to learn more about this, go to our website, NevadaNewsmakers.com, and we'll put a link there for you. Have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, Martha Gold, community activist, and Elisa Caffarata, lobbyist with Planned Parenthood. Welcome to all of you. So, yesterday, as other groups do, the Teachers Union put out their grading for the legislature and basically gave the Nevada legislature an F grade as far as the response. And this just seemed to be very strange. In the world of diplomacy, why would you come out and slam the legislature no matter what?
I think same thing that we've been talking about several other times is there's a lack of knowledge or a lack of acceptance by a lot of people in this state, to include the teachers' unions, that the funding just isn't there, and adjustments have to be made, and things have to be worked out. They went into the legislature, at least from what I saw of it when I was down there and everything, they went in figuring they were going to get full funding for the entire education system, and if that happens, then no one else gets funding. I mean, the money just isn't there right now, and until we get our system built back up, it's not going to be there.
When you were the head of the library system in Washoe County, did you find that tongue lashings were better than sugar?
Well, I don't think it's one or the other. I think that probably the reason they did this is unhappiness, not so much in the cuts, but that the legislature kicked the can down the road again and didn't address the basic problem, which is not one of spending, it's one of revenue. We have a cockamamie, stupid tax structure that isn't addressing the needs of a growing state.
I'll agree totally with that statement by Martha.
Wow. Yeah, I think if you just looked at, you know, did they make the best of the extremely difficult circumstances, I think those legislators worked really hard. But did they pass yet again on an opportunity to revamp a boom and bust tax structure that, you know, for our schools to go in these boom and bust cycles and be cutting $58 million in Washoe County every year for the next couple of years, that's crazy. That's and it's not as though business has not as though there are a lot fewer students. So it's a crazy way to run any kind of business. And so for that, they didn't do very well.
And not only that, education is vital to economic development and to economic growth. And we're losing good teachers. They're walking away. They're going someplace else. There is a real brain drain in this state. We're going to become the Mississippi of the West again. Whoopee.
You know, I do want to direct people because the Las Vegas Sun started a terrific series last Sunday about education. And for folks who are interested in education, I encourage you to go to Las Vegas Sun's website and find out more about this because they're really investing a lot.
I just want to make a quick statement and praise again Heath Morrison. He doesn't complain, he doesn't cry, he doesn't do that. He goes forward, he looks at options, he looks at alternatives, and he's done a lot with the kind of cuts that he's run into since he's been here.
And he's the superintendent of the Washoe County School System.
And he is, I think, doing an extraordinary job under extraordinary circumstances.
Yep, the Las Vegas Review-Journal reporting June numbers show Nevada taxable sales up, double-digit percentage gains in sales among car dealers, restaurants, and clothing stores pushed up Nevada's taxable sales in June, according to the state taxation department. Good news there, don't you think, Martha?
Well, it's good news on one hand, but once again, it's one of these things. How long is it sustainable? I mean, we have the highest rate of unemployment. We have a high rate of mortgage default, people out of work. I find it fascinating that sales tax is going up. but we have all these people out of work. I can't figure out. It just boggles the mind.
Elisa, isn't one of the things that there is only so much that you can come back, cut back at a certain point. Your car breaks down and it costs more money to fix it than it does to buy a new or used car.
So the folks that have jobs are able to go out and finally start spending a little bit. Where there wasn't an increase was in construction, although the interesting thing in the article I thought was that having construction at 5% was maybe a sustainable level, which hopefully when we look at our recovery, we don't want to go back to a real boom and bust kind of based economy that's based on construction.
And the other thing is that if you look at the homes that are being purchased, high top income expensive homes are selling.
They're selling because you can buy for $400,000 a house that used to sell for $1.2 million. Okay, I want to have a little fun for 10 seconds around the table each. New York Times come out with, I think, the most important story of the day. Prevention, evidence of heart benefits from eating chocolate. Dick, your thoughts on this? You and I have both had our health issues.
I eat a square of dark chocolate every night.
A secret has been revealed.
I eat dark chocolate, but very sparingly.
Elisa?
I'm going to have to say, a healthy sex life is good as well as dark chocolate.
So. Oh, I agree with that.
This show is going down a road I have not driven before. We'll be right back after this time.
You can avoid foreclosure and even get out of debt. Hello, I'm Sean Patterson, a bankruptcy attorney. Once you hire me, I'll start working to help you discharge your credit card debt, stop the harassing phone calls, and in some instances, get rid of a second mortgage and avoid a foreclosure. Take the first step now. For as little as $100 down, I'll start working for you today. Call me, bankruptcy attorney Sean Patterson, and let me put my experience to work for you.
For more than three decades, the Jefferson Award has honored outstanding individuals who have donated their time and service to make their communities a better place. News 4 and Wells Fargo are giving these unsung heroes the recognition they deserve. To nominate an outstanding Jefferson Award candidate, write or call us at News 4 or visit our website at mynews4.com. Watch for the Jefferson Awards the second Wednesday of every month on News 4 HD.
You love that low-cut top for going out at night, but sometimes showing that much cleavage just isn't right. Well, now there's Cami Secret, the new fashion accessory that looks just like a camisole. But watch closely, because here's the real secret. It's designed to attach quickly and easily right to your bra strap. You can even adjust your Cami Secret up or down, so you can decide just how much cleavage you'll show. Unlike regular tank tops that ride up and down, Cami Secret stays securely in place. Machine washable, one size fits all, so don't leave your favorite tops in the closet just because the neckline's too low. Call now and you'll get three Cami Secrets for just $19.99. But call right now and we'll give you three more Cami Secrets free. Just pay additional processing and handling. Yes, you get all six for just $19.99. But hold on, because we're going to cut that price in half. That's right, all six Cami Secrets for just $10. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-607-1209. That's 1-800-607-1209.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the county manager for Washoe County, Kay Simon, will be here. How are we surviving this recession?